President Biden's proposed budget includes funds set aside for healthcare. I'm Jeff Lagasse with Healthcare Finance News, and we'll look at some of the details and explore other news in this week's top stories. Biden's administration has crafted a fiscal year 2022 budget that focuses investments in areas such as pandemic preparedness and expanding affordable healthcare. Healthcare Finance News reports that the increased investment emphasizes supporting mental and behavioral health, maternal health, emerging health threats, and early child care. The budget provides $905 million for the Strategic National Stockpile, which deploys ventilators and personal protective equipment, and provides an additional $1.6 billion to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The budget announcement garnered a generally favorable reaction from the healthcare industry. The proposed budget also features health IT initiatives, including broadband expansion, strengthening public health infrastructure, and bolstering cybersecurity. We see in healthcare IT news that the budget encompasses the American Jobs Plan, which includes putting $100 billion toward revitalizing digital infrastructure in the U.S., and the American Families Plan, which would offer paid family and medical leave, among other policy changes. From a cybersecurity perspective, the budget acknowledges existing threats, especially from other countries, and contains $9.8 billion in funding to secure federal civilian networks and protect the nation's infrastructure. Finally this week, digital innovation veteran Naomi Fried and pharmaceutical executive Laura Gunn have announced a new accelerator dubbed PharmStars that is focused on helping to bridge gaps in innovation and educate both pharmaceutical and digital health companies about how to work together. According to Mobi Health News, starting June 1st, startups interested in working with pharma will be able to apply for the new accelerator's first cohort. In order to be considered, the companies need to have a product. The program will last 10 weeks, and the first cohort will start in the fall. I'm Jeff Lagasse with Healthcare Finance News, and this has been Top Stories.